That music means it is time once again for Conversations with the Mayors. Support for this segment comes from the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They are inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and to drive progress. Visit carolinachamber.org if you want to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Thursday, so lots of things to talk Chapel Hill with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who joins me on the phone. Happy Thursday, Pam. How are you?
Happy Thursday. It's lovely outside. I hope everyone gets outside to enjoy this nice weather, because we're going to be turning chilly, I understand, this weekend.
That is right. Definitely time to enjoy it. We've been lucky to have at least clear weather, even though the temperature has been up and down for a little bit. We've had some really clear weather these last few days, and it should make for really nice weather for Arbor Day tomorrow. I know that the town has a couple of events in mind for Arbor Day, right?
Yeah, we're excited. So we do this every year in November, and because it's a better time to plant trees. We have lots of groups helping us this year, Kids Zoo, the library, the Friends of Parks and Rec, and I'll be planting a tree tomorrow virtually. I'm not sure how that really works with the second graders of Northside Elementary School who've written poems and different kinds of things that we'll be celebrating together, but it'll be a virtual event this year. Meanwhile, our staff has been cooperating with these groups, and we're hoping that we're planting over 200 trees tomorrow.
That is very exciting. Obviously, we know that our community is certainly passionate about trees and protecting the environment in that way. Also passionate about trees in terms of your Tree of the Year competition. It's back for a second year, and you still have an application period open for that, right?
We do. We've gotten several applications in. We encourage people to send in pictures. We love the stories that go along with the pictures, and it's just whatever tree feels special to you or that you want to acknowledge its existence. We're very happy, and we want people to turn in those stories.
Well, if you want to learn how to submit them, check out townofchapelhill.org. There is certainly some information there regarding the Arbor Day events and how the mayor's Tree of the Year competition fits in with that. Pam, there's been a whole lot of focus in these last couple of days on 2022 elections and looking at the state legislature and the U.S. Congress, but obviously, lots still happening on the local government level, too. We've been talking a lot about the Green Track resolution that all three Orange County governments passed, and it was Chapel Hill's turn to pass it last night, and it went unanimously. So
It did. It did. We're very pleased with that. We've been trying to post information. There's been a lot of questions and a lot of people still learning about the Green Track. We have one joint website that we point to where we store the information, and we've been trying to educate folks on this process that's been going on for over 25 years. And we're taking these incremental steps together so that we don't keep going in circles. We've made commitments and promises to this community that hosted our landfill for so long, and we're going to fulfill those promises. And we keep their voices centered in this conversation as they did the Mapping Our Future plan, as we talk about how best to preserve the most sensitive parts of this tract that was actually, and I thought that was an interesting story brought to light, that it actually was purchased to be a landfill site. So we're going to preserve property there, and we're going to have affordable housing.
I think
a school site.
Yeah, there's a whole lot that is set to come. And when people hear that, they might assume that, and we've been trying to make sure that everybody's aware of this. I know the local governments have too, that these votes that happened this week are not necessarily nailing down cement plans. These were conceptual plans. But I am curious, Pam, is there any sort of timeline that the local governments might have in mind in terms of what the next step is going to be for any changes or any plans to be developed for the Green Track?
So it's very interesting when you have three governmental institutions working together. It takes a lot of collaboration, which we have. We call our group the MMC, the Mayor's Manager and Chair. Our attorneys are also there, and planning staff. We represent our boards. We talk about strategies, and then we bring information back to our boards to share and to get input and to see what next steps would be. We had to do these pieces to move along in a manner that would allow us to do the things we want to do. And we pushed 2 years ago for this environmental study to make sure we were protecting the most sensitive areas, like I said, between the 60 acres and the 22 acres in the Green Track, that we wanted to make sure what those were by doing this assessment, and then COVID hit. So we got delayed in doing that, but last night's vote was about the next step in rearranging the boundary lines for the Headwaters Preserve and showing the information about the environmental assessment that had been done. So and sort of placing the school site on there as where the school site is proposed to be. The next step will be talking about what does come next. We've talked about connectivity, a greenway path for connecting through. We've talked about a road network. We're not sure about that. We've talked about we need to find out what the timeline for the school is. There's not really access to that site right now. And I'm hopeful that we'll be looking at what kind of different affordable housing needs we could have in this community with access to transit, access to the Rogers Road neighborhood, what they would like to see there. So we'll be bringing people back to the table. But now that we know the parameters we can work in with as far as what pieces of this property make the most sense for what we'll be starting forward. And our plan all along has been to do affordable housing here.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger about last night's Chapel Hill Town Council meeting. If you want to check out agendas, check out the video from that meeting. You can find it on townofchapelhill.org. And that was obviously a big focus, but we knew that that was coming up. Some other highlights from the meeting, too. While the Green Track wasn't necessarily nailing down any concrete plans, the vote on the Rosemary and Columbia Street Hotel seems to be good to go now, right?
Yes, we were very pleased that the applicant and the architect really listened to what the council and the input from our advisory boards made it more of an urban hotel. The park, we're very excited about having another green space downtown where people can gather. A rooftop amenity, it's going to have a rooftop bar area or outside amenity there. And surrounding our old town hall, which we're not quite sure what we're going to do, but we know it'll be some kind of community use at some point. And it really will liven up that corner and reduce a lot of the curb cuts, so it'll be much more pedestrian friendly there. And we're excited to have more visitors able to stay and be downtown. And you're going to see this as we develop in the future, less parking spaces. They're only putting in 40 parking spaces right at the hotel. And they'll be sharing parking either with our parking deck or the 140 West parking. This shared parking means that new developments don't have to provide as much parking as we move to a future without so many cars, but also not spending the money and time and effort to create parking lots. We want to have people and people in their spaces, hotel rooms, apartments, offices, all those kinds of things, retail.
I know that was one agenda item that caught other folks' eyes, but is there any other kind of agenda items or any other highlights from last night's meeting you want to share?
Yes, so we were able to distribute the monies from our affordable housing reserve. This is the penny for housing that taxpayers pay every year. A lot of great projects on the list to move forward together with the 2200 Homestead or Homestead Gardens with the CASA project. We had Empowerment come in. They have two duplexes ready to go, and we're moving the house on North Street over there. There was a land bank opportunity for Habitat for Future building. It always feels good to know that we're going to get a lot of units by giving this money to our partners. We leverage those dollars. We work really hard together and to create more affordable housing in our community, which we really love. We also talked about I'm trying to see what else we have here. We spent money to help preserve some money around the Mason Farm track, the Stillhouse Bottom track, and we're going to be putting a map together of all the green spaces in Chapel Hill, parks, open space, places that are preserved because there's conservation easements on them. We have a lot of green space opportunities here. We want people to know where they are and that they have access to them. And so we're going to be posting that as soon as we finish verifying the information. That'll be on the website to share. So that was exciting to talk about last night. We also did a review of the Trinity Court and J Street projects. We didn't get to see the Trinity Court concept plan. That'll come back on December 1st because we ran out of time. It went pretty late last night, but we had some good discussions about the wet lab building downtown. They'll come back on December 1st. And so there just were a lot of good things to discuss for wrapping up what we call the fall season.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, townofchapelhill.org. Once again, the website to go to there. And speaking about wrapping up the fall season, we're getting closer to the final legislative sessions in the state government right now. And I saved this for the end because we probably could have spent the whole time talking about this, but it does look like Governor Roy Cooper about to sign off on the first new state budget spending plan in the first, for the last 2 years. Curious to your thoughts on that, since I know that how that money gets allocated to different things is certainly something that local governments keep an eye on.
We did. We also were keeping an eye on the fact there were six policy provisions in the budget where state legislatures were trying to take or redact authority away from cities and towns. We fought really hard to have those removed from the budget. They removed four of the six, so we were celebrating that. We would have liked all six to have been removed, but they were trying to take away our tree ordinance protections, our short-term rentals, our stormwater. They left, and the school placements, they left in cell tower and billboards. We don't have the right to regulate where those go, so that was a little discouraging. We did, however, get transit monies back, and it's a 1,300-page document, this budget document, so our groups such as Metro Mayors and the League of Cities are combing through to find out what else is involved in there. So we're looking forward to hearing what the other opportunities are in this budget. I think you're going to hear some good news from for some different groups in Chapel Hill as well that were in the budget that we're hoping are still there. But we haven't had a chance to comb all the way through it. It's a very complicated document, and we are just keeping our eye on those policy provisions especially.
There will certainly be more time to take a look at it once it is likely to be penned into law tomorrow or early next week. And as we begin to wrap up here, Pam, obviously we'll be keeping an eye on that, but we've also have Thanksgiving next week too, which means that you and I will be off the air. Is there anything happening around the town government? I know that's usually a day where we see some office closures and some change in services.
Yes, so we have published a reduction in service for Thursday. We are having the Thanksgiving Food Truck Rodeo on Sunday at Legion Park open space area. There'll be activities and fun things for the whole family to enjoy, and lots of food trucks, some nonprofits will be there. Should be a fun day, and using the money for a good cause and encouraging people to come out. Thanksgiving week is always a great time for people to connect and take a breather. I know it's the K-12 system has that week off, so we're hopeful that people will use that time to work on mental health issues, take some relaxing time, reach out to folks, talk to people. We're all looking forward to just breathing a little easier next week and celebrating with family and friends in a safe manner. The Orange leaders are meeting with the health director tomorrow to talk about the future of our mask mandates and where we're going, and I hope to have information back to you all after we've had those discussions.
Well, certainly look forward to learning more about that and look forward to the other events happening around the region in that time. Again, townofchapelhill.org going to have details on that food truck rodeo, town closures, and many other things happening next week. As always, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, Wright, and take care. Bye.